wonderful, wonderful book. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put As You Wish in your hands. Burger King was not right. You can't always give the people what they want. You can't always have it your way. But if you'll allow God to have His way, it's amazing what it will do to change your life and bring fulfillment. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. As You Wish, $15. Save America Ministries. It's on our website, saveus.org.
I love my heart. I
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's been actually working at this as long as I have. He's up at 3 o'clock every morning, putting out a bulletin about what's going on in California, but so much of what he writes about is apropos to the entire nation. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you.
Well, what are the issues for this week that really have you concerned that you want to bring before our listeners across California, across America?
Well, as you know, the stability of a nation is based on its ability to keep its assets, grow its resources, and to develop a stable economy. Unfortunately, this is not happening in the United States, and just the reverse. Too many companies are leaving both the state of California for other states, but now we're beginning to see companies leaving the United States for Europe. And we always think of Europe as being a socialist state, but if you're a corporation here in California, you're paying between state and federal corporation taxes, almost 50% of your profits to government. And in Europe, the highest rate is only 25%. And so American firms have begun the trek across the Great Pond, buying up companies in Europe so they can have what's called a tax domicile in Europe instead of having it here. And in fact, one company, I'm sure you know the firm, Walgreens, national and international chain of drug stores, they're about to buy a European firm that does the same thing in Europe, and then they're going to move the headquarters from the United States for Walgreens to either the UK or Switzerland, and most probably Switzerland. And by doing so, they will save billions of dollars in taxes every year just by changing the address of where they have their headquarters.
And, you know, the thing is that people really don't understand that when you raise the taxes to a certain point, pretty soon, why, of course, the state, for instance, the state of California, will be making less money in tax return. Why? Because the companies are simply moving out of California into areas where they can get a lower tax rate. And basically, of course, so raising the taxes is not generate a city either more income or more jobs, and it really hurts the economy. When are their politicians going to learn that simple fact?
Well, I'll disagree with you slightly there, Dr. Stan. They already know that fact, and quite frankly, I believe that they don't care. They are not dumb people. I may disagree with them ideologically and on their votes, but our legislators are not dumb. They know what they're doing, and they understand that what they're doing is, in Sacramento, they're shipping jobs to Texas, and in Washington, they're shipping American jobs to Europe and Asia. And they understand all that. They understand when they bring in H-1B visa folks from Pakistan or India, that those people working in the technology industry are going to be here for 1 to 3 years, get much lower pay than Americans, and then some of them will even try to stay here in this country and be allowed to stay, undercutting honest Americans who are well qualified for their jobs. And I truly believe what the goal is to create a one world economy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Frank right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the policies that are being enacted in places like California and in many of our states here in California is really certainly counterintuitive. And basically, rather than trying to raise the living standards throughout the world to those in the United States, what they're trying to do is lower intentionally, maliciously, certainly the living standards of the United States to that of other nations, certainly and basically with Common Core, why they're going to go ahead and lower our educational standards, certainly with many of the trade policies, what they're doing is certainly they're going to price our corporations right out of the United States, and major corporations are moving to other countries because, of course, the tax structure is lower and they can make more money there. The average individual doesn't understand the globalist forces at work within the highest levels of many of our state capitals. Now, this is not universal. We do have many of our states that really do believe and understand what's going on, and that there is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy to lower the standard of living in the United States as we raise the standard of living throughout the rest of the world, and nobody is telling the American people the truth. Would that be a fair assessment, Steve?
Well, that would be a very fair assessment, and let me go one step further. As you know, there are days that where the media just talks about the Benghazi situation, and other days they just talk about the IRS.
And basically, these are totally, and we're talking about four Americans killed, you know, in Benghazi. Ladies and gentlemen, our policies in Syria have killed almost 1,600 civilians over there, 160,000 civilians. And when was the last time you heard anybody talking about the 160,000 innocent civilians there in Syria have been killed, many of Christians, the Jews, the persecution of Jews, the rape of Christian women in Syria? Why don't we talk about that? No, we go back to Benghazi over and over and over again, and four people died. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And while we're looking at Benghazi, we're looking at the IRS, we're looking at the VA issue, we're looking at the micro, when we should be looking at the macro. Instead of looking at these issues as isolated incidents and trying to figure out what happened and who did what, we need to look at the grand scale of how it fits into the ideology of both Washington and world leaders. And why is it that the media pinpoints the small stories and doesn't give us the big story? We are $17 billion in debt, in $1 trillion in debt. 5.5 years ago, 6 years ago, when Obama became president, we were $10 billion in debt. We have grown the
$10 trillion in debt.
A trillion, right. $1 trillion in debt. We have grown it by 70% in 5 years, and that's not a front page story every day. The state of California has a debt of $340 billion. And unless you read some of the alternative newsletters and smaller newspapers, the major papers like the Chronicle, the LA Times, the Bee, they never mention, and it should be mentioned on a daily basis, that don't talk about a balanced budget when you have a $340 billion debt. You can't possibly have a balanced budget with that. Plus, you have collapsing pension systems. So while we talk about the governor's budget, we should be talking about the state's debt instead.
I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
And so while the media is forcing us by the selection of stories to look at the small stuff, we the people need to be looking at the larger stuff, the larger pieces of information, the bigger stories, and the most major story to hit the United States is not Obamacare or Benghazi or even the IRS scandals. The biggest story is how the Obama tax policies and the Washington tax policies are now beginning to force major U.S. corporations like Walgreens to leave this country. While we're talking about Walgreens about to make a deal so they could leave the country, there's another pharmaceutical company called Pfizer, which is one of the two or three largest in the world. They're about to buy a European pharmaceutical company so they could take their U.S. corporation headquarters and move it over to England. And again, they would pay under 25% corporate tax versus almost 50% here in the United States. And so we're going to lose one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies to Europe, and there are other firms that are following them as well. There's a great website for a group called Bond Buyer, And they talk about major U.S. corporations in negotiations to buy European companies so they could do a tax domicile in Europe to save money. Now, quite frankly, Dr. Stan, if I was on the board of directors of a major corporation and our CEO had the opportunity to make billions of dollars a year without selling one iota more product or service, nothing, doing nothing illegal or unethical, just by moving the tax domicile, if the CEO didn't do that, I'd probably fire the person.
I agree with you, and I think we're going to see more and more of that in this coming year or two.
Well, there's all these crazy taxes that we have that the people of the United States and in this state of California have no idea. I did a story yesterday morning, I believe it was, or this morning. Covered California is the government health care exchange in the state of California. And when you, if you go and buy your health care through their website, part of your premium is to pay for the administration of Covered California. And that's just like if you buy health care from Aetna or any of the other insurance companies, part of your premium goes toward the administration of the insurance company. Well, Covered California not only puts the premium up with the inclusion of the cost of administration, but they have a separate surcharge of $13.95 a month, not a year, but a month, $14 a month, so that they have even more money to administer, but they never tell you what that $13.95 goes for. And the full story is the federal government is paying for the first year of Obamacare for these exchanges. But once the year is over, then each state is liable to pay for their own administrative costs. And so it was a bait and switch. It looks cheap, but it really isn't. And then there's these taxes. There are, if I remember right, 42 separate new taxes in Obamacare. I don't think you're the type, Dr. Stan, but if you were to go to a tanning salon, you would be charged a 10% tax, and that tax would go to Obamacare to help pay for it when you go to your tanning salon.
Incredible, but the average individual has very little idea what is really going on behind the scenes because, of course, what they've done, as you know, Steve, is put so much of this off, you know, and certainly initially the federal government's going to pay for it. But then, of course, in a year or two, why the states are going to have to start picking this up, and they're not going to have the money to pick it up.
Well, it's not merely the states. The city of San Francisco has mandated that if you have five employees or more, you must have health care for these employees. And part of that money to pay for it is subsidy from the city itself. And it costs a great deal. And to be exact, from 2014 to 2019, in the five-year period, the subsidy costs of this health care program mandated by the City County of San Francisco is $4.3 billion. And the city doesn't have that money. Where they're going to get $4.3 billion to pay for a health care plan, no one knows yet, but it has to be paid. And at the end of the day, they're either going to have to try to raise the highest taxes in the country to even higher, or they're going to have to cut cops and libraries and firefighters and other government services just to pay for this one mandated program, which the employees don't like because it's too expensive and very few doctors are willing to take them as patients. $4.3 million over 5 years for a city of 700,000 people? That's crazy.
But I think we're going to see more and more of this sort of thing all over the state of California as irresponsible legislative bodies keep suddenly authorizing money that they don't have. If they had to tell where the money is coming from, they might think about spending it, but they're not worried where it's coming from. They're simply authorizing it because the pressure is being put on them. But eventually this whole thing is coming down like a house of cards. At least that's my impression. It's not a matter of if, but when. You can't continue spending money indefinitely you don't have, any more than Greece or Spain or Italy could do that.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I love listening to your radio shows. I certainly am happy to participate in them. And you have listeners that help sponsor your radio show, that volunteer to donate to your ministry to keep your radio shows on the air and to expand the reach of your radio shows. But all of that is done voluntarily by your friends and by your listeners and those who believe in your ministry, all voluntarily. And that's a good thing. On the other hand, National Public Radio was created by the federal government out of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for the purpose of providing radio stories and radio shows that could not be had on any other for-profit or non-profit.
Hold on, talk just a moment. We're going to a break. If you're out there, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Radio Liberty is a not-for-profit corporation. We're subsidized by people. The government is certainly their corporations are subsidized by government, but just doesn't have any money.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is talking certainly about Walgreens, which is thinking of moving its headquarters either to England or to Europe, because basically they will save millions of dollars of taxation. And basically, of course, they will move their staff over there, and as a result, certainly America will lose not only whatever tax income they're getting from Walgreens, but they'll use the industrial and financial base of that corporation, a worldwide corporation. I think we're going to see more and more major corporations moving the United States to areas where they're going to be able to get cheaper taxation. And I think this is part and parcel of a plan program to lower the standard of living here in the United States and eventually, of course, lead to a total disruption of our economic system. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Provided to Stephen.
But we're also beginning to see that the state of California and some other states are beginning to close down job opportunities and force the people who live in those states to pay higher energy and food costs. In a county not too far from you, Dr. Stan, in Santa Cruz County, they just voted to ban fracking in their county, but they also voted to ban any oil or gas exploration. And what they said was that oil and gas exploration dirties the climate, is bad for global warming, and so we should not allow ourselves to do any more of that in our county. Yet at the same time, the county operates as the people of the county, driving their cars from here to there to work, to play. They have buses. And they have other public transportation systems. They have businesses. They have restaurants that use oil and gas. If they were really honest, if they really thought that oil and gas was such a bad deal, why don't they just stop everybody in the county, ban the use of oil and gas in the county of Santa Cruz? Go the whole way. Don't just say it's bad for us to do, but it's okay if the people in Kern County drill for oil or drill for gas. It's okay for them to do it, but we're not going to allow that in our county. So we'll take the benefits from Kern, move it up to Santa Cruz, and we'll have a pristine community, and we'll just dirty up Kern County, if you believe what they say. Well, if they were honest liberals, and I've yet to find an honest liberal, if they were honest liberals, they would say, we won't allow any oil or gas in our county in any form because we want to show the world that we're able to clean up our mess by forcing you to clean up yours. And this is the Luddite type of attitude that is forcing businesses out of California. And, of course, now we're seeing businesses being forced because of tax policy and also environmental policy out of the United States. And so we're on the cusp of a major depression in this country, not because of normal market economic forces, but because of government policies, albeit water policies, tax policies, environmental policies, immigration policies, every policy that you can imagine. Our government is taking the wrong position if you want a growth economy and want to increase the quality of life. But if you want to make a third world country out of the United States, these policies are working wonderfully.
Well, what do you foresee happening? Do you think that basically down the line, as the economy gets worse and worse, that the citizens of California begin working and voting for logic rather than this insanity we're embracing at the present time?
I think it will take another economic collapse before the voters decide that they've had enough. They don't feel it. They don't feel the pain enough. They don't see their neighbors in pain enough. Yes, their neighbors are unemployed, but here in California, if you use all of the benefits that the state of California offers you, you can earn up to $60,000 a year without taxes using housing vouchers, food vouchers, health care vouchers, free cell phones, and a lot of other free things that the government will give you. And then you have the charities that back it up besides the $60,000. How much do you have to earn in order to have $60,000 in which to spend? And so it's easy to be unemployed. It's easy to be on welfare in this state because you're doing much better off than people one or two generations ago who worked hard.
But, of course, the difficulty is eventually the state runs out of money. And basically we are running out of money. It's not a matter of if, but when. And look and see what's happened over there. And let's say in Greece, now they've had to cut back dramatically on government jobs. And simply the standard of living is tumbling. It's not a matter of if, but when. It happens right here in California. We'll be back in a moment with Steve Frank.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so Stephen is pointing out the policies of the NSA, which are totally against all certainly righteousness and integrity. And we're spying on everybody throughout the world. We're spying certainly on Mrs. Merkel, the Prime Minister of Germany, and when we've asked for the material that we've stolen from her, why they won't even give her the time of day to let her know what's going on. And we're doing the same things. We're simply spying on any company that is buying things from the United States. We're monitoring things. Suddenly, Snowden's latest revelation about what's happening certainly throughout Europe as far as stealing information from other countries. This is not sitting very well with other countries. And more countries are moving away from the United States because they just don't trust us. Well, before we go on with that thought, Stephen, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get your material, and how they can put that material to work. So tell them how to get in touch with you, and then we'll get back to the issues you're talking about, and that is NSA spying on people all throughout the world, which is totally discrediting and leading to the loss of confidence in the United States. But how can people get in touch with you and get your information?
Thank you very much. Over the last couple of weeks, I have moved my website to a different website so I can expand my reach of the information I have and join with a few others who think the way I do to promote the free market and free ideas. And if you want to subscribe for free to my newsletter, you will go to capoliticalreview.com, and just sign up. And it's free. My newsletter will come to you at 3 a.m. every morning, approximately 3 a.m. every morning. And you'll have the latest stories that the mainstream media misreports or refuses to report, so you're aware of it. The story we've spoken about, Walgreens, has not been spoken about in the pages of the LA Times or the New York Times, but it has been written about in a newsletter called Bond Buyer, and this in a newsletter called The Street. And this gives you advanced information before anybody else has it because the mainstream media won't promote it. Again, if you want to subscribe, just go to capoliticalreview.com and sign up.
And remember, the price is right. It's free. Go ahead.
Right. And so the worst thing that's occurred is what was found out last week, thanks to Edward Snowden. If you're a foreign country and you're an agency of a government overseas, and you buy routers or servers or other technology from the United States, before it leaves the shores of the United States, the NSA sneaks in, opens the packages, and puts tracking devices and hacking devices inside those technologies, so that when the foreign country uses it, however they use it, the NSA is able to track it and find out what these foreign countries are doing. Well, you can imagine that no foreign country nor foreign business wants to have the U.S. government watching their every move, nor should it be watching every move. And so we're going to begin to see a major move away by foreign companies and foreign countries buying American technology, because quite frankly, this is hard to say, but America can no longer be trusted. Our government is a nation of thieves and sneaks.
Well, I hate to agree with you, but go right ahead. I certainly would not, because I think the people have to understand this has nothing to do with the America that I know and I love. But there is a subversive element that has gained control. I call them the invisible government. Some people call them the power elite. Some people say all sorts of names. But the Brotherhood of Darkness. But they're there. They work in both political parties. And they make mockery of our Sunday laws. It's about time the American people understand that a subversive element controls the government of the United States and is using the foreign and domestic policy of our government to bring about a one-world government under the control of a ruling elite. Go right ahead.
And it's not just the policies of our government. It is the actions of our government. The United States has sent representatives down to Mexico to teach Mexican officials on how they could teach their citizens how to sneak into our country. And once in our country, how they can get free health care, housing vouchers, free education, etc. And it's our government that is going to Mexico to teach Mexicans how to break our laws. And it's not merely policy. It happens to be the way our government acts. The president has said numerous occasions that he's opposed to deportations, but any criminal will be automatically deported. Well, last week we found out that he gave amnesty to 38,000 convicts who were let out of prison, who were to be deported, and he let them free on our streets. And most of them are nowhere to be found now. And we are less safe today than we were when President Obama became president, because there are so many thousands of illegal alien criminals that are roaming our streets.
But Stephen, what is so incredible about some of those even convicted murderers?
Right. They were murderers. They were rapists. There were people who assaulted others. These are vicious criminals. And he let them roam our streets.
And basically, if this is true, why aren't we seeing this in the headlines in the New York Times and the Washington Post and Time Magazine? Why suddenly do people have to listen to alternative radio to find out what is really going on? Why is this information being concealed? And of course, there's no way you can certainly have a stable society when you have immoral people and when you're releasing the criminals to continue committing their acts of crime. Our police officers, our immigration services have worked very hard. These people have been imprisoned, and now they've almost been universally released. Over 38,000 criminals have been released into our general population, knowing full well this is going to lead to a disaster. And the fact you're not hearing about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Stephen, go right ahead. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Stephen, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you really feel this information just couldn't be true, why, it's all available, fortunately, on the Internet. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, it gets a little bit worse than that. You have the sheriffs of San Bernardino County in California, Riverside County in California, and Sonoma County in California telling their deputies to not pick up illegal aliens and not cooperate with the federal government, who wants the police and the sheriff's department to turn over the illegal aliens to the federal government. They are telling these sheriffs, these three sheriffs, are telling their deputies to violate their oath of office, to violate state and federal law, and to allow known criminals to roam our streets, and to not cooperate with the federal government in turning over these known criminals for the purpose of deportation. In other words, these three sheriffs are co-conspirators in protecting criminals from punishment.
And that's why the office of sheriff is so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, and which I think everybody in their local community should be voting for, a sheriff who's independent of the establishment, who believes in America and the Constitution, rather than, of course, the attitude of so many of the sheriffs today, which is going along with the New World Order, the one world government, the one world financial system, and certainly the destruction of Christianity and of everything moral and worthwhile in our society. Go right ahead.
But the underpinning of all of this, we could talk about Obamacare, Benghazi, and all these other things, illegal aliens, but the underpinning of all of this is a solid financial, a solid, stable financial base and foundation for the United States. And state by state, and in Washington, government is undermining the economic stability of our states and our nation. State of Illinois, for instance, is about to hit bankruptcy, if a state could be bankrupt. Their taxes are going up again. Their debt is even higher than that of California. Their pension system on a per capita basis is underfunded, worse than that of the state of California, and it's a state that's about to collapse. New Jersey, the state of New Jersey just decided not to pay $4.3 billion that it's mandated to pay into its pension system for the purpose of using that $4.3 billion to balance their budget. Well, their budget may be balanced, but their retirees are not going to get their pension checks. $4.3 billion that belongs to the pensioners of the state of New Jersey has been wiped out. And who knows when they'll be able to get that money back. And the state of New Jersey is even worse off than California. And we have a debt of $340 billion. We have a cash deficit this fiscal year. As of the 30th of April, it was $10 billion. So we're not in good shape, but we're not the worst state in the nation. And then you have our federal government growing its debt by 70% in about 6 years. And it's going to go up $1 trillion a year between now and the year 2020. That means $6 billion, a minimum of $6 trillion more added to the national debt. There is no way to pay it off. And now we're finding that the Chinese and the Russians and some other countries are no longer taking U.S. dollars, and they are trading in their own dollars rather than using the U.S. Funds, which means at some point in time, our economy and our monetary system hits the wall and collapses.
Now, what is this? Are you up on what's happening as far as Belgium is concerned? I mean, Belgium certainly is spending a phenomenal amount of its gross domestic product buying up American debt. And the question is Belgium really buying up the debt, or is the Fed simply going behind the scenes to make it appear that Belgium is buying the debt, whereas actually the Fed is creating money out of nothing and buying up the debt just to keep this whole house of cards from collapsing? Are you on top of that story?
Yes, no one believes that Belgium has the assets to buy up the U.S. debt. They're acting as a straw man through another country, and it is the Fed that's shipping it off to another country to allow Belgium to buy the debt to make it look good, because the Chinese are no longer buying our debt.
How long can they continue doing that, Stephen?
That's a question I don't know, because I don't know how large their purchase has already been, but it is a scandal. And again, it's one of those scandals you're not going to be seeing on CBS. Wolf Blitzer is not going to talk about it on CNN. It's going to be held there until something happens, somebody spills the beans, and somebody realizes it's about to collapse.
Well, I think we live in very, very dangerous and trying times, and the great tragedy is that the average individual in America, things are really pretty good, you know. We've got a lot of entertainment, we've got a lot of, about 80% of our population is employed, and at least for those who are employed, they seem to be doing moderately well. But there's another 20% and probably even more than that are having real problems, and when you stop and think that we have over 148 million That's 148 million Americans getting some sort of government subsidies, Social Security, Medicare. Now, most people think, well, they paid into that money. The money's there, you know, this is just getting the money back. No, ladies and gentlemen, they've already spent the money. And well, you're dealing with IOUs, but sitting between Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and all the other government benefits, at least according to Low Party, who's a frequent guest here, $148 million Americans are getting some form of government subsidy. Could that really be true?
Well, yes, it is totally true if you count all those people. For instance, here in California, at the end of next year, 11 million people will be receiving Medicaid. Just that one program, 11 million in one state.
But who's going to pay for it?
You also have 47 million people nationally who are on government disability. So you have there you have 58 million people just with those two programs. And, of course, Medicare is another government program. Social Security is another government program. But I do want to make one correction. You said that 80% are working and maybe 20% aren't. Actually, Dr. Stan, 62% are participating in the labor market, which means 38% are not.
And I stand corrected. As soon as I said that, I wanted to bite my tongue. Go right ahead.
And so it's approximately 60% are paying for the other 40% to survive. And that 62% is the lowest in our history. And it's getting lower every month. 2 months ago, we had 800,000 people who dropped out of the labor participation rate, which is the reason why we have such low unemployment. Once people totally drop out, they're no longer considered people. Therefore, they're not counted. So our unemployment rate is not the the 6.8 or whatever number they're giving us, 6.3. It is over 15% when you include everybody who wants to, a job but can't find one. So we are at depression levels of employment, unemployment in this nation. When you only have approximately 62% participation, there's no way to sustain an economy based on that.
I don't think that the average person has any idea how bad off the economy is. They look overseas as the source of our problems. You know, what's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on suddenly in Syria, what's going on in the Middle East and the Near East. They don't understand, in my estimation, the real enemy is not overseas. It's in Washington, D.C., and working to undermine the very fabric of the economy of this nation. Well, go right ahead, Stephen.
You're exactly right. It is undermining the economy of our nation. And until the American people get angry enough or feel the pain enough, the government in Sacramento, the government in Austin, the government in Albany, and the government in Washington, D.C. are going to continue to look upon the people as being the chattel of government, that we are the slaves and they are the masters, that we no longer control our government, the government controls us. The county of Riverside now wants general plans, which are documents by cities and counties to determine infrastructure, growth patterns and that, to now include the food people eat, obesity, the amount
of... Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoy the program. We try to have Stephen on every week. He's a very clear thinker. His information is valid, and you can get it for free at 3 o'clock every morning. It comes just as regular as clockwork. Stephen Frank, we recommend his material. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're supported by people who are concerned about freedom. Now, most people just want to live a good life, and they don't want to be concerned about the ideology, but what's going on. After all, has anybody had as good a life as we have here? Yes, some people are losing their jobs, but then, of course, we have this wonderful welfare system. We're here in California, you get $60,000 for not working. Why bother to get yourself a job when there's so many benefits are there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is coming down. I've been at this for 50 years, and suddenly we have access to information coming from all sorts of suppressed and very overt sources that tell us that there's a planned program to destroy the infrastructure of this society. That involves some of the most powerful and wealthiest people in America who want to destroy the existing system and establish a feudalistic system with them as the feudal lords and you and I as their servants. You don't have to go along with this. If you want to get involved, you need to be writing letters to the editor. You need to be listening to my programs. Be very, very careful who you listen to. There's some wonderful programs out there, like certainly Joyce Riley and Catherine Albrecht and Butch Paul and Chuck Crismeyer and a lot of the people we work with. But of course, quite frankly, we need your help. So that we can continue doing what we're doing. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help support what we do, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And so that you can call in, you can subscribe to our publications, you can contribute to what we're doing, and quite frankly, we need your contributions so we can maintain our network of stations, and we do have a network. So we have three different networks, actually four different networks we do on a regular basis, but it's an expensive proposition, and certainly we will do this as long as you out there in the listening audience are supporting us. I will tell you that most of the major ministries are having real financial problems now, and understandably, certainly because of the economy. But of course, fortunately, we've been able to hang on, and with your help and the generosity of some people out there who really believe in what we're doing, why, of course, we've been able to maintain our basis, and basically, of course, our programs are heard on radio stations, on FM stations, AM stations, shortwave stations, that they're heard on the internet, and all sorts of different internet outlets. We're reaching people across America with the information you're not going to get from other channels. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, for our ministers. But we ask you to remember my ministry, Radio Liberty. I had to pray for our provision and our protection, because our message is simply this. America is today involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there is a supernatural element to everything that's going on. Either the Bible is true and relevant, or the Bible certainly is simply of historical significance and has no application for today. And having studied the things that are going on for 50 years and having seen truly miraculous things in my life, certainly some things I didn't necessarily like, but many things that just there's no other logical explanation for them, that there has to be some sort of a supernatural guiding of what's going on. And when you tap into that, why, it changes your whole outlook. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And at least for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. And you've heard Bob on our program before. But let me just give you a background of what he's talking about. Bob says that the people who are running America know that a major crisis is coming down the line. And they've purchased well over 1.6, 1.8 billion rounds of ammunition for the United States, certainly for our various government departments. You could fight a major war with that. Why are they buying all the ammunition and the weapons and so the automatic weapons for government bureaucrats? And then, of course, we know that they've laid in phenomenal supplies, certainly of food. And for a few months ago, why, because you couldn't buy food in the general market or dehydrated food, the government was buying all of this up. Why are they laying in supply of food? We do know, certainly from some work that Alex Jones has done, that they've laid in literally hundreds of thousands of coffins that would actually each carry four bodies in them. And you can get this on some of Alex Jones' old work. They're actually preparing all sorts of underground facilities. And Jesse Ventura and certainly Alex Jones have gone into that. And some of other people who've explored not only the underground facilities in the United States, but throughout the rest of the world. And then, of course, there's the Doomsday Seed Bank there, certainly up above the Arctic Circle, where they've laid in massive amounts of food, genetically solid seeds for some sort of a catastrophic purpose, and we don't know what that's all about. Now, a lot of people have various ideas as to what this is about, and Bob Fletcher believes this has to do with Planet X. I will tell you that our good friend Jonathan Gray over in New Zealand really believes this has to do with a contamination from Fukushima and the fact that they're going to threaten life, both sea life and human life here on the west coast of California as the radiation spreads. There are other people who believe there's going to be a major financial collapse. There are lots of explanations. I have my suspicions, but I'm not going to put them forward because I quite frankly don't know. But with that as the background, Bob, you pick up the story about your concern about Planet X and where this may be leading us.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. And, you know, I really was shaken up today myself personally. I've been working, actually now it's at a point of almost 2 years, a year and a half, 2 years, on trying to finish up and accomplish this DVD that will totally explain and show people the whole thing, connect all the dots. And I've had so many problems with it. It's been bewildering. Now, I've done an awful lot of exposés. I've been involved with some that I've never done anything on in a DVD form for everybody, but I've put out about nine, and they were all important major investigations, includes drug smuggling by the covert government, assassinations, murders, the weather control by the use of electronics, and all of them. When I spoke before the Senate relative to that and other things a while back.
And I would simply point out, I've seen a lot of the DVDs that Bob has made. In fact, we carry many of them because we think they're very valid, very accurate. And this latest one is going to be very, very controversial. I've seen the initial version of it. And then, of course, it turned out that somehow this has gotten sabotaged. And that was about 9 months or more ago. But it seems like there's an organized, orchestrated effort to block Bob getting this story out. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Well, yes. And what happened today...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Fletcher, and I've known Bob for a number of years, and he's put out a number of very excellent documentaries on various aspects, and I've always agreed with him. He's come up with this latest one, and I originally saw this probably pretty close to 9 months to a year ago. He presented it as completed, and then suddenly realized that somebody had sabotaged it and had put the wrong one completely in. And fortunately, before it was actually widely circulated, and he had that to go back and start in all over again. He's been working at that. How long have you been working at the modified version, trying to get your report, certainly, on Planet X so into a marketable situation?
Well, remix it and going from that point forward, it's been 6 months, I guess, at this time. But the problem, it's over and over and over again. It's cost me a fortune. And, my computers have burned up on me. I had to replace it, hard drives. I had to do this. I had to do that. And then secondary had this crazy interruption that you referred to, where I thought it was pretty much accomplished, and then it ended up being the rough draft that ended up being manufactured. So I pulled it back all together, lock, stock, and barrel. But what I was trying to say, what happened today, I finally brought in, had a technician come in, and he did like a two-hour internal search. And, to talk about, I think somebody's fooling with my equipment, or I think I've been hacked, or maybe somebody's been doing that. You know, that's one thing. He came back and he showed me visually, actually, but he came back and said that he had never seen a computer that had been so profusely hacked and tampered with externally. He said the movie part that I had been trying to accomplish here for so long had been hit into at least 100 times. And
now, then,
so,
who is hacking you and why?
What is your
information?
Yeah, well, obviously. Now, putting it in simple terms, you know, it's those the shadow government that does not want me to get this out there. And of course, what that does is from my point of view, it almost verifies that what I'm putting together is so close to the target, so close to being on right, that they have been expended an awful lot of time and effort to mess me up. So anyhow, I just want to say that it was very upsetting today. You know, again, like I say, it's one thing to talk about it and suppose and all of that, but when you have it run right down in terms of electronics, he said there's no way you could accomplish anything properly and come out with a finished product the way this thing has been hacked. So I'm going to put that aside, and all that, like I say, all that does, from my point of view, just kind of adds to the verification. Now let me explain, basically, to folks that don't know much about this at all, what I'm talking about. Several years ago, I started realizing that huge amounts of money was disappearing from government. Not just the regular millions of dollars here and there that get stolen by the corrupted bad guys in government. That's been going on for, since Jefferson and George Washington's days, but it would have only been $500 at a time back then. But it had been millions. And then it turned into a realization that billions were missing. And then, believe it or not, trillions. And I started figuring out.
That, of course, is a statement that was made by Donald Rumsfeld, certainly when he was Secretary of Defense, that there was somewhere between $2 and $3 trillion that were missing.
That was just
dollars, and they had no idea where it had gone.
Right. And that was only out of the Defense Department that he was involved with. And, of course, he had other increments. And here, just recently, there was an expose. Another $3 billion or six, excuse me, I guess it was even six. It was $6.2 billion vanished over the last 10 years while at the State Department, while Mrs. Hillary Clinton, it was oversight. But that's beside the point. It doesn't even have anything to do with the left or the right or the Democrats or Republicans at all. Both sides have been involved with it.
Some forces out there stealing massive amounts of money. You can check this out, fortunately, on the Internet, and you could certainly go to your web page and certainly type in Donald Rumsfeld, Defense Department, disappeared at $2 trillion, something like that.
Sure, and it'll show up. The point was, it just dawned on me that these guys are not just dipping into the cookie jar like they have for so long when they're in these positions where they can cover this stuff up and yank off $1 million, and lo and behold, some congressman gets a nice new mansion in the Caribbean someplace. That's been going on for a long time. But when you get into billions and trillions, it really bothered me. So I started looking, and I was trying to figure out, well, where could that money be going? Then I remembered that back in 94, 95, it had been brought to my attention with photographs and films and testimony that so many people back then were talking about underground facilities, underground hideouts, if you will. Some of them were the legitimate things like Cheyenne Mountain, which is a huge the operation for NORAD and things of that sort. But then I found out that even that facility had been closed down and had been moved to another military air base, and they have gone in and they're restoring that facility as a an elaborate underground hideout. And there, it turns out, with investigating, that in fact there's over 100 of these underground facilities.
Is one of them there at the Denver airport? At least many people believe that.
Right. At the Denver airport is one of them. I've been in there. I went in almost the month of the grand opening back in 94, 95. Was able to sneak in, if you will, and I had some footage and pictures of underground facilities underneath that airport. That's profuse. But there are several of them, and they're again, the number's about 100 or 110 in the United States. The amazing point that some people find hard to swallow, but it's just because they've kept this so naive, they kept this so blindfolded for so long. But these are many of these are literally connected with very elaborate underground magnetic levitation train cars and roadways. Now, these roadways I'm talking about are big enough for 18-wheelers to pass each other on the ground, under the ground, on the highways. The mag levitation railroads they have in some of these connecting certain airfields and things underground now are profuse. To my surprise, two or three days ago, there was a complete expose, not complete, but a very in-depth expose on television for the first time I've ever seen it.
So who put that on? How could people get that in?
Well, I have to go back because I'm just dealing with my feeble memory at this point in time. But it was only a few days ago, and it was like on the Discovery here, the History Channel. I believe it was the History 2. There's a channel, there's a History Channel, and then there is another one that's called History 2, put out by the same people. And I believe it was the History 2 channel, and it was an expose on underground facilities.
Well, basically, Bob, are other countries doing this as well, or is this pretty
well, yes.
The United States?
No, they are. And that was another part of my investigation, part of my discovery, was I found out that every major nation of the world have been doing these underground facilities, working on them like beavers building dams for at least 10 years, some of them a little longer, but at least for about 10 years. We got heavily involved someplace in approximately 1983, and that also was the year that Ronald Reagan came forward and did that surprising speech on the floor of the United Nations where he made reference to would the world powers come together if, in fact, we had an alien force or something from outer space coming to affect us or invade, would we come together as a world to defend it?
And basically, you're talking about a 30-year period that this has been going on. Is that correct?
That's right. I believe, and again, let me get back to kind of explaining the basics to some of the people. What we're talking about here is a planet that is called Nibiru. Some people call it Planet X, and two or three others. The Destroyer and the Fiery Dragon was what the Chinese called it, the Fire Dragon. But this is what is actually the 10th planet in our solar system, goes out on an extraordinary long, elongated orbit, and it has four or five moons traveling with it, and it goes way out, the very farthest outskirts of our solar system, and then comes back in. That orbit is 3,600 years, as opposed to like our orbit around the sun being only 365 days. That orbit on Nibiru is 3,000 years. Now, when I first heard about that potential, I thought, wow, it's 3,600 years. That almost sounds ridiculous. But then when I got into the last few years, I realized that like Halley's Comet, for one thing, is on a 75-year cycle. And the newest one that's been discovered, which is the Hale-Bopp, H-A-L-E-B-O-P-P, that's the two people that discovered it, the Hale-Bopp comet.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Flesser.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Suddenly our guest is Bob Fletcher. He's talking about a fellow named Marshall Masters and several other people who've been studying this. Planet X for a long period of time are firmly convinced it's real. And you can get their material suddenly down off the internet. It's not imaginary. It's really seems to be fairly well founded on scientific research. Bob, you go right ahead.
So Dr. Sitchin had gone through thousands of Sumerian writings that were done, 4,000 years ago, and they profusely described this planet as being the 10th planet. And amazingly, the Sumerians, who, by the way, supplied us with pretty much the first language, the first mathematics, applications of mathematics in an orderly social fashion, and many, many other things. It was kind of like the first real serious civilization, so to speak. But the Sumerians, not only did they talk about the 10th planet, Nibiru, but they also talked about and drew and put into their writings and all the entire solar system with all 9 planets plus the 10th going around the sun, and the size and the color of all of them, et cetera, et cetera. So somehow the Sumerians 4,000 years ago had a knowledge of things that we didn't even catch up on to until, I think it was 1973 or 53, something like that, when we found Pluto. We didn't even know there was Pluto out there. And they already had it on their clay drawings 4,000 years ago. So that's another strange story. I don't want to get into that part of it. But the point is, then you go and you look into the biblical and the a huge variety of people that had done prophecies, and you go into the all the Bibles, as a matter of fact, all of the religious writings, even including some of the lesser unknown writings, but the Bible itself describes all of that. They call it the wormwood, and the description of the return of this fiery dragon the Chinese referred to it as. And by the way, the Chinese had extremely good coverage of this in their ancient writings as well. And they're all basically, some of them obviously they call it different things from different cultures, but they describe the same event and when it happens, and that it is about a 3,600-year cycle. Now, what has been needed for a long time, and I hadn't found, I still, up until actually just a few months ago, I was still looking for something that would give me the mathematical description of when it happened the last time and how we could measure time forward to come up with a calculation of when it may pass again. And to my surprise, there was something out there that I was not aware of, and it was called the sky disk. Some people call it a star disk. but it's called the Sky Disc. And this was a plaque, if you will, a piece of, but you could call it a piece of art. But it was discovered in 1999, and it was discovered in Germany at the site of the oldest observatory on Earth, the oldest one that's ever been uncovered. And it's just outside in Germany. And it is estimated to be 3,600 years old. And the plaque, this 12-inch bronze plaque, which is illuminated or enhanced in actually gold, so it's bronze on and gold on bronze. And it is a drawing and also a sketch, if you will, done in the brass, done with gold, and it is shows and explains the passing of a giant unknown planet. Obviously, to them, it was unknown at the time. And it had been witnessed by this ancient German astronomer. He had apparently survived the passing of Nibiru and wrote this or drew this, however you want to describe it, etched this thing into bronze. And it shows what is the eclipse of a solar eclipse that took 3 hours. It blocked the sun for 3 hours, which is extraordinarily long. And by showing, he put all of the stars and the constellations where they were on the time that this happened. He drew all of those in on this placard. And when it was put into our new computer programs, the program came back with an exact day and a date and even the hour that he was drawing.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. And of course, that time is very, very close.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply saying that they've recently found a brass, certainly a plaque, and inlaid with gold, that describes certainly this Project X, about Planet X, you know, coming as Nibiru, coming here some 3,600 years ago. But now, because of the miracles of computerized timing and programming, they can figure exactly when this occurred 3,600 years ago. Pick up the story there, Bob.
Right. And the way that works is basically, again, try to describe this the best I can. It's 12 inches across. It looks like a dinner plate. And again, it's green now because it's bronze, and of course become changed color to green, but the highlights, which shows the planets, the moon, the solar, different galactic positions of everything in their locations, and by doing now running that into the new computers, they're able to come up and say, this is the exact day, date, week, and month, and year. But not only that, actually, the time of the morning that all of these things would have been in this position. And again, I have to point out, it was also indicates to be a three-hour blockage of the sun.
An eclipse.
And that's extraordinarily long. Normally, of course, like the eclipse of the moons that we may be familiar with is like about 7 minutes or something like that. But what that means is that this had passed probably between Earth itself and the moon and the sun at that point, and was so close, even though it was moving quickly, but it was so large and so close that it actually took this long time to pass. Then it went around the sun and came back out, and of course did the same thing. Now this was a period of time that fits into the biblical descriptions of a Holocaustic event, famine, floods, the floods of Noah, and all of those falling into the same period of time. So it gets pretty spooky because this, all of this, again, it's a Chinese writings, Egyptian writings, biblical writings, and what have you. And they all describe these amazing events, but took place actually at that time.
Well, basically, of course, is this just coincidence, or is this something that is very, very real, and is it somehow tied into the Great Flood?
Right. Well, and it is. In my opinion, there's no question about it. It has nothing to do with coincidence. And there was even apparently a 26-degree tilt of the Earth during the period of time that this was passing close, because it had altered the view of the stars and the planets and all a little bit. And when they looked at it, they couldn't figure out at first how that could have happened. But it would have been the magnetic or gravitational powers that this had affected on the Earth, and had actually shifted the Earth and tilted it 26 degrees during this time. So we're really talking something pretty radical. And of course, the size that this has been calculated to be, and this is other astronomers that have looked into it and what have you, that it would have to be probably is five times the size of Earth. So it is pretty radically huge, and anything passing that close to the Earth would constitute earthquakes and volcanoes and all of those sorts of things. And then if you go and look at Revelations, it literally almost describes verbatim what was described in the writings that took place during this period of time. And they actually, in terms of the date and time, they got all the way down to the point with, again, the new programming, the year, date, month, and what have you. And at 8:30 in the morning was when it would have passed. And so they actually get that exacting. And apparently, and again, here we go with the time. Everybody wants to know, well, when would this happen? theoretically, at this point, I agree with two or three, four other people that have looked, studied this thing seriously, Mr. Masters, Marshall Masters, and also Gil Broussard, the fellow that did the careful analysis on this plate that we're talking about right now. But the feeling is, depending on a couple of things. Now, one is, of course, there are variations in the calendars because there have been changes, obviously, in the last 2,000 years of two or three different calendars, and they adjusted and what have you, and so there are variations there. There also is a slight variation on whether this is coming in at 30 degrees off of our ecliptic plane. That's the plane that all of the planets, for the most part, circle on. They have their orbit on a given plane, reasonably flat. Now, if it comes on our plane, if it ends up that it's actually on our plane, that will change the arrival date, time, and how long and between time between it passing, going out around the sun and coming back. So we'll vary those times also. But it seems to be an agreement that this thing will come in on a December, the month of a December, and probably period of time where it would be first seen would be December. The period of time where it would cause most difficulty would be March, April, May, in that period of time, corresponding pretty much with the Passover season.
Now, basically, are we talking about, though, 2013, 2014, 2016? What year are we talking about?
All right, right. It's now, here's the way they've ended up figuring this. And again, it's not anybody trying to be vague. They're trying to come up with, they're pretty much positive it would be a December and then, like I say, through the Passover, April and May. First month or the first possible passing would be this December coming up, or the 2015 or 2016. So in the next 3 years is when they're saying is the most likely period of time for it to pass. And obviously, you see what, before I got into all of this and some of the other technical parts of this thing on the studies of it, what was bothering me was the fact that they were trying to get everything on these underground facilities. They had specific contracts for millions of bullets, millions of tons, millions of tons of dried foods to go in underground, thousands and thousands of special riot control equipment, vehicles, and what have you. And they had specific dates where they said, this is when these have to be done, or they have to be delivered no later than this and this. And those dates were what started to bother me about a year ago, because it was approximately a year ago when everything was to have been finished and in hand. In other words, all the orders for the bullets, the orders for the extra machine guns, the orders for riot control, the orders for training troops on riot control for handling the public, time for the foods to be delivered, et cetera. And there was that period of time that you mentioned earlier that so many people were having difficulty in buying the foods in large quantities at wholesale level, because for a year or so back, for almost a year, a huge amount of it, like 90%, was bought up under government contracts with specific dates for the delivery of the goods.
And why would the government be laying in these massive amounts of dehydrated food? Why the Doomsday Food Bank? I said, well, they have to, or Seed Bank, they have to know something is coming
down
the line.
And that's the point. And that was what bothered me when I started seeing the dates. And basically it was pretty much like 6 months, 7 months ago that passed was about the last date on this stuff. They wanted to have all of their everything in row. They wanted to have everything in underground. They wanted all of the weapons and bullets and food in their possessions back about 6-7 months ago. And so they specifically, and by the way, as you mentioned it briefly, they ordered up millions and millions of coffins, and also even, I believe it was 2 million body bags that were also ordered and have been delivered to Homeland Security. Now, and by the way, these coffins have a special patent on them. They are designed for crematorian application, crematory burning of whatever is placed in the boxes, and they're supposedly a non-polluting, not that that would make much difference, but a non-polluting product material for burning people, putting whoever's, and by the way, they can put as many as 4 people in these coffins, and they've already been delivered. We have, of course, pictures and motion pictures and videos of it, too. So if anybody thinks we're joking about that. Now, the other thing is, I have to mention...
I would comment that I've actually seen Alex Jones' film footage. I think it's accurate. I've seen the coffins are not imaginary. They're real. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. So the, you know, and then there's this whole multitude of other little things. But putting all of them together is, it's just been like a picture puzzle, you know, with 100 pieces. And I've been able to put together about 85 or 90 of them at this point. And I've got a pretty upsetting, but a clear picture. It appears that, in fact, the, government at the highest level has been, is aware of this, knows it's going to be heading on in our way, and obviously they have a real problem because they can't just tell the general public that they expect some kind of a total global catastrophe to hit at any specific time. You'd be kind of in a trick bag trying to do that.
All right, fine. So basically they're concealing the information. But what is really so interesting to me, looking over Bob's shoulder over this last 6 months, there has seemed to be an organized, orchestrated effort to sabotage his effort to get this DVD together. Now, what is the significance? Who's doing it? I don't know, but I've suspected this is what was going on. And now Bob, certainly talking to a computer expert, has actually found instance after instance after instance.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
His equipment has been hacked and intensely to prevent him from getting this DVD out. Why in the world would they be doing that unless there's some truth to it? Go right ahead.
And you see, there are all these other little things that if you weren't on top of it like I am, and this ended up being a career thing here the last couple of years anyhow. And it's like, for example, I found out, trying to get a scientific thing on this, you know, besides, good analysis and good beliefs, et cetera, from people that are involved with astronomy. But the big deal is, like, all of the planets started heating up a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago, from Pluto coming inwards. And what's happening is several things. The temperatures have gone up on all of the planets. There's been funny things going on the surface of the planets and the atmosphere. That may not be the right word, but the general atmosphere surrounding all of the planets has changed. Their orbits have all been wiggling a little bit, if you will, is what they call being affected by this some unknown factor out there. And of course, see, NASA, they're not going to say anything, and they keep talking about, though, it's this unusual event and that unusual event. The ice caps are both melting, and by the way, there's confusion. I know you had said something about someone you had interviewed that said that the ice did not appear to be going away on the Antarctic. And I tried to follow that up to see exactly what it may have been. And the bottom line is this, with that story, there are two types of ice. It's the ice that covers the water, and then there's ice that covers the ground. And one is disappearing, and the other is not disappearing as quickly, but it's only because of the difference of being one on the water and one on the ground. And that's where the difference is there. So you could argue the point that it was not going away that much compared to the North Pole. But they're losing glaciers. I had a film that I've reviewed. It's about it's about a, oh, I guess maybe an hour program. And it's shocking. I went over it a few times, and it was originally done by a fellow who was just trying to get some good photographic pictures, and he set up timers on cameras. And then when he went back, he realized what he was looking at, and that was the unbelievable loss of ice. And the truth is now, and I've mentioned this previously, I have family still in Miami area, and they now have such an increase in the Miami coastline that during the high tide, every day when the high tide comes through, it actually goes, washes all the way up about four blocks into the city of Miami. So that's how much the increase already has taken place from the melting of the ice caps. And what they've done down there is they, now I knew about this about a year ago, but now it's increasing and increasing. They have allocated millions and millions of dollars. They are putting water pumps in, permanent water pumps in the Miami area to pump the seawater every day or every week, whenever they needed it, to pump it back out into the ocean. And they're spending millions and millions of dollars to do that as we speak. They're literally in their underground doing it. And so all of these things, the animals that have been dying, you know, we watch these things, and they're little 2-minute reports on the news, usually only about 2 or 3 minutes, talking about, oh, 6.5 million fish floated up in Denmark, or 150 whales floated up dead because they lost their direction. All right. Now, what's going on is that this Nibiru is not only causing effect on the sun already, though it's so many millions of miles away still, it's affecting the sun, which is acting much strange, extraordinary, causing variations in our temperatures. That's part of what's causing our weather to go crazy. You know, the president of the United States 2 weeks ago came forward and said there was a new official global warming report that he now had on his desk. And he basically was saying, this is here. It's not next month. It's not next year. The globe has begun an extraordinary heating up. And it is directly because of the effects of this Nibiru and the effects on the sun.
Well, of course, Bob, but the president is claiming that it has to do with CO2 emissions.
Well, the president wouldn't know CO2 from a meteor shower.
See, what you're saying is they're not telling us the truth.
No,
there
not
is the
at
global
all.
Warming, yeah. And it's certainly related to something else.
Yeah.
We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program with Bob Fletcher right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195.
If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, because Bob really believes in this city, that they are taking our money and making preparations to protect the elite when this terrible event comes down. I don't think there's any question a terrible event is coming. Is it going to be Nibiru? The Nibiru, is it going to be something else? Well, all I can say, what really gives the credence to this, is the fact that there's been an organized effort to sabotage Bob. What does it mean? We're just going to have to wait and see. Bob, give us a parting thought, and then we'll let you go.
Okay, yeah, and I guess the best parting thought is, if each person would just think, you know, if you individually out there were the President of the United States yourself, even if you were a good guy, and I'm not to say this one is, but even if you were a real good guy, what would you do? You couldn't tell the world that we were anticipating this devastating kind of an approaching catastrophe. You couldn't do it. So what would you do? Maybe you would try to select a certain group of people and hide them out in the hope they can survive and then regrow the world after it's wiped out. But I believe we're looking to the equivalent of Noah's floods once again.
All right, fine. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Bob. And we'll look forward to talking to you in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks a lot, Stan.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And I present this certainly not as authoritative, but it's fascinating material. Bob has worked very hard on this. And there's obviously something is coming. And whether it's, as Jonathan Gray says, the contamination of Fukushima, or whether certainly it is the destruction of the infrastructure of our society because of the coming financial collapse, whether it's an EMP attack, whether it's Nibiru, I'm not certain what it is, but I do know something as big is coming down the line. And my job is to caution you to begin making your preparations for the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, maybe God is going to intervene in one way or another. And because this is the one thing that nobody ever talks about, because God does intervene in the affairs of men. I've seen this happen time and again in my life. I see this almost on a daily basis. And certainly when you have given your life to our Lord Jesus Christ, you will find out that you will be seeing things that you just cannot understand from a logical point of view. And you see it one time, maybe twice, but repeatedly, you begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there across America who listen to our programs, who believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle, not in a political, ideological, or cultural battle, but a spiritual battle is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And the battle is not imaginary, it's real, and if you'd like to join us in this epic struggle, to try to inform as many people as we can and bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Basically, of course, there's been an organized effort to change the music and the message of the Christian Church. They know exactly what they've done. They've infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. They've infiltrated certainly our churches. They've infiltrated our educational system. They largely determine what the American people think and believe. And of course, it's for that reason they took God and prayer out of our schools. There was no justification to take God and prayer out of our schools. We were formed as a Christian country, and at least on four separate occasions, the Supreme Court held that the United States was a Christian nation. Doesn't mean everybody has to be a Christian, but the foundations, the principles, were Christian, and basically we had a moral country. Well, we no longer have a moral country. Our form of government, as John Jay said so well, was made for a moral and religious people. We are no longer a moral and religious people. But there is vast numbers of people out there who still embrace our Lord, and you're going to have to try to interlock with them. Begin making your preparations for the difficult times. If you can help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please join the Radio Liberty family of supporters.
Let us all be grateful. From the mouth.